Hi there and welcome to Nordic Mum Podcast. In this podcast, your host Susanna will talk all things parenting, motherhood and biz mum life. She has exciting biz mum guests and their stories on how they juggle their business and motherhood every day. Every episode gives you tips and tricks to tackle your life as a parent or biz mum.
I'm your host, Susanna, the Nordic Mom. Today episode, we are talking about motivation and how to get motivated and how to be motivated, because it's a thing that I've come across recently a lot in my life. And one thing that made me really want to talk about is I've been talking to some amazing biz moms that I will be podcasting in the coming weeks about interviews with them, and we talk about motivation and we talk about what to do when, you know, literally crap hits the ceiling and it's, you know, business doesn't go where it should be going, or life in general just doesn't go where it should be going. So what do we use to kind of pull ourselves out from that deep dark hole that we have get ourselves into? What does it make us think? What make you want to get out of the bed in the morning and go and do it again the next day? We all have different things in life that, you know, makes us tick, makes us want to get out of the bed. But when you are really deep, dark place in your life and you need this motivation, you need that kind of sometimes scenery or something to kind of tell you that you're doing the right thing, you're going the right direction, whether it's as a parent or whether it's in your marriage or whether it's just in your business. What are those motivational things and tools that you have out there that you can use? One of the things that I was talking with one of my guests was an affirmation. Affirmation is defined as emotional support or encouragement. It's kind of affirming something, kind of proclaiming a pronouncement, assurance of something that you are doing. And there's lots of like affirmation cards. People do apps that you can get an affirmation for the day, for example. But there's a card that you can read. There are books that go through affirmation. There are kind of techniques that you can do first thing when you get up from the bed in the morning to look at the affirmation for the day, and that kind of sets your tone for the day ahead. I found that very intriguing because I've never done affirmations myself, and that was certainly going to be something that I'm going to, you know, look into more after my check. So what is there that can make us improve our lives and improve ourselves, empowering ourselves to, you know, go and get things and go and get whatever it is that you want to do? So how do you motivate yourself? Well, there's a few ways that you can, you know, do it, and I could go and have a list that I could go on and on and on. But one is visualizing your goal. So whether the goal for that day is that I'm not going to scream at my kids, even if they go and do the wee on the floor purposely, like my son did the other day, and I did not shout. And in the morning, I was closing my eyes and visualizing and looking at my children eating their porridge quietly in a table and feeling like in zen and feeling in tune with myself and with my mind. And it was a very powerful moment. Like, I felt like, wow, I'm visualizing them behaving well, and then I visualized them behaving badly, but I did not react. I did not shout and I did not say the wrong things, and I felt good about it. So when my son did misbehave on that day, I did not, you know, go full throttle and wanted to shout and scream the roof out of my house, but I was in control with myself. So I find it very, very motivational, really kind of like, you know, moment that you're like, oh, I'm in control with my life. I just don't go with my emotions and start wrecking the place because of what happened. The other thing is nature, like walking a park, in the beach, just going outside and smelling the sea air or the forest And there's even research about this that, you know, spending time in the nature, and let's face it, that's where humans are from. We are from the nature. We are part of the nature. Actually improves your metabolism. It improves the endorphins in your body. You have the more flow of the endorphins and feel-good hormones. And that's another way. Just walking, for me, it's walking in the beach, getting your shoes off, barefooted, on the beach, just walking. And I always feel relaxed and feel always more in tune with myself. And I feel more motivated to tackle the day ahead. Sleep. I know you're laughing there, like we're all mothers. What do you think about sleep? Yes, I love my sleep. If I don't get my sleep, I am cranky mother bear. And my husband is the cranky father bear. Our kids actually say that daddy is cranky bear, again, because he hasn't got his sleep. But sleep is so important, and you have to get it. Because if you don't get it, you just don't have a good moment in life. You just do not do well, you know, if you don't get the sleep. So getting more sleep, I know, you know, if you're a mother, you're a new mother, you're pregnant, and you can hardly move and turn around, or you just have a newborn and you're open and, you know, up at whatever hours during the night, you're like, yeah, I know, I would love to have sleep. But you have to kind of make sometimes sacrifices that, okay, the house can be a little bit untidy, the dishes can be undone, if my baby is napping, I can have a little nap, try not to be the high achiever, the ones who's going to do everything and try to do everything ready and clean and spotless. And I'm talking to you, my best friend there, you know who you are. You don't have to have a spotless house. It can be a little bit untidy. Just have a moment, have a sleep, and get more sleep. Now, exercising. I'm telling you a story here, and this is a true story. I went to do a high intensity exercise this morning, first time in years, and I vomited. I swear to God, I vomited. It was gross. I mean, I felt like, oh my God, I'm going to die here. I felt good after I emptied my guts. You probably didn't want to hear that, but true story. And the trainer told me, like, you're not the first one who vomited in their first session. That made me feel a little bit better while I wiping, vomit over my hair and my face. It just was not those sights you wanted to, show the, you know, the kids and the parents on the playground next to the park. But yeah, exercising, whether it's walking, running, swimming, cycling, whatever is your thing, it actually is a very good way to motivate yourself. Because when you go and you do exercising, you get your mind gets a rest, your mind gets a workout in a different way. It needs to concentrate moving your limbs rather than concentrating thinking about things that you should be doing and you could be doing. It's actually relaxing. So yeah, I found exercise, and I've been in running band for like, it feels like months now, because I have an ankle injury, which doesn't allow me to do much running. But when I was running, I felt so much happier. And when I came home, I was full of energy, even though I had run myself to ground. But I felt like I had something to give, and I can concentrate and motivate to do all those 15 things on my list again. Now, what other things are there that could, you know, motivate you? Sleep, we talked about. What about coffee? Is that a motivating thing? Because some people say that motivating things is also about, you know, feeling good about yourself. And that having the cup of tea or having the cup of coffee and just kind of chilling out. And I'm like, well, that's actually quite true. I have the morning coffee to kind of, not the morning coffee, morning tea or coffee to kind of get me going and get me in the right mood. And that's what it is. It's about setting the tune for yourself and tune for your body, and you have a moment for yourself. And I know lots of mothers, they need that one shot of caffeine, because it's kind of a routine that tells them, okay, I've had this now, I'm ready to rock and roll. So yes, drink a coffee and have a moment. Cold shower. I'm not particular, good on that, but having a cold shower in the morning kind of energizes and kind of, whoop, you know, wakes you up really well, but it also gets you kind of thinking about things. And I don't know about you ladies, but I seem to get my best ideas when I'm in the shower. I would love to have a pen there so I could write on the tiles and things that come to my mind when I'm having a shower. So it's because you are so relaxed state when you're having a shower, cold or hot, or a bath, but you just are relaxing because you are in a place where you don't have to be anything else, so you don't have to do anything different. Now, I've been in a really deep places with my business recently, and it's been one of those eye openings that I realized that I've been just working so hard that I haven't taken care of myself. Hence the reason starting exercising and taking care of myself. That's what I'm talking about, what motivates you, what is those tools out there that we can motivate ourselves. And for me, I always love reading books, but I haven't had time to read books. And I realized that when I was sitting in my sofa, instead of working on my business, I started reading books. All those books that I've been dreaming about reading, I started reading them. And I was reading like one book a day. And even when I was with kids, and if I have 15 minutes, I was reading a book. And I was doing that because to me it was like, oh my gosh, you don't have to think about your business. You don't have to think about decisions that you have to make. You can think about something completely different. You can just kind of lost yourself in the characters of the book. And I found that so relaxing. I found it that I was, within a few weeks, I felt so much better about myself. I was more in tune with my body, with my mind. Even my husband commented, like, you're not grumpy mother bear anymore. You were actually, you know, blessed to be around for change. So yes, reading a book and just taking that moment, owning that moment and taking yourself somewhere out of the zone that you are, whether it's the parenting, the relationship or the business, where you feel pressure and stress and kind of taking yourself out of it. And I take it myself out of it by just reading, ignoring what's happening outside. I just kind of get myself inside of the book and the characters and, yeah, lost myself in there. And when the book was finished, I was like, oh, that was a great book. I want to read another one. And so then I read another one and another one and another one. And off I went. I read about 5, 6, 7 books in a space of 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And after that, I kind of was feeling much fresher, not just about my relationships with my kids, with my husband, the decisions that I had to make in business. And it wasn't so daunting anymore because now you have relaxed mind and relaxed body. And you felt more with it. So yes, reading a book is also a motivational way to kind of get yourself out of the deep, dark place that we sometimes go into when we are so working so hard and we are not sure which direction we have to go. Now, when I was doing this self-care thing that I was going through, the other thing is like, getting the hard stuff done first thing in the morning. Like if you have the to-do list and you know that it's long and there's a lot of things that you have to do, getting it done first thing, getting those things that you've been putting off, getting them done first, that will help a lot as well. And also pushing yourself, whether it's the physical exercise that you're doing or whether it's the mental things or preparing yourself to ask those questions in your relationship if you have issues that you want to resolve, or at work you want to have a pay rise but you just haven't get yourself motivated and you haven't get yourself the position where you can go and have a conversation. It's about pushing yourself, because asking those questions, you can only hear it's no, but then you know the answer and you're not ifing and uffing about it and you can move on. There are also a lot of good books that you can read about increasing and growing your willpower, like the Read the Willpower Instinct. There's also Read the Power of Habit, about learning about how we can get habits that becomes part of our lives. And I remember there was a saying my yoga teacher used to tell me this, that you need to do something for 17 times before it becomes a habit. So So when you want to learn something new, when you want to learn some new kind of way of doing things or practicing something new and getting it, you know, into your system, you need to do it 17 times. For example, you want to stop buying the chocolate bar in the checkout in the shops. 17 times you pass by through, and 18th time you're not looking at it anymore because it is not in your mind anymore. Because mind is your mind has been tuned out from looking at the chocolate bar in the checkout and thinking, oh, I should really have that as well. So yeah, that's a very powerful book. So I really recommend to read The Power of Habit. Another thing is friendships, motivational things are friendships, like friends. I just had this amazing podcast that I recorded, which I cannot wait to share with you, with this lady who runs her own business. And she was so energized and so energetic, and there was this vibe just coming through the lines when we were talking. And she's gone through, you know, tough times in her business. And now she's in a high again, but we're talking about when you are really low and you're really looking at, you know, things and you're working so hard and it's not working, that, you know, what do you need to do? You kind of need the kick in your bum and you need friends to, you know, talk about and bounce your ideas, like, am I doing the right thing? You know, is this right for me? Is it right for my business? And she was just amazing. So this was Bronwyn de la Luna, who is going to come in our podcast in a few weeks' time. So tune in for that one. That was very interesting and intriguing conversation. The other thing, which is motivation as well, well, and I think some of you ladies might say, like, definitely not, is cleaning up your home or your workspace. Because when you are, you know, cluttered space, and I'm looking at, you know, my recording this podcast looking like, okay, that's me. I should really clean this space because I have the towels hanging here, there's kids' food from the breakfast, oh my god, there's toys, oh my god, there's pasta on the floor from yesterday, oh god, this is gross. But, you know, cleaning the space where you are, it cleans up your mind as well, and your mind is more ease and rested when you do that. Eating right. Okay, the chocolate bar we talked about, but yes, eating right. So after my exercise this morning when I, you know, vomited my guts out and I felt horrible, but after I vomited it was okay. But after we went to have a coffee with the ladies and I did not have a coffee, I had orange juice, freshly squeezed orange juice, and I wanted to have a bacon and egg roll. Like, I was like dying for a bacon and egg roll. But then I was thinking in my mind, if I had a bacon and egg roll, then that doesn't feel good because I've just, you know, spent an hour doing something good to my body, and I should not reward my body with bacon and egg roll, but I should eat something that is right. So treating your body well will put you in a good place mentally as well. So I had a fruit salad and I did not feel hungry after the fruit salad. I was all right. I didn't feel bloated like I probably would have if I had a bacon and egg roll. So I felt good about that. That was like, you eat right, you exercise right, and you feel, you know, the tension and the stress leave your body, and you feel this, you know, high in endorphins, and you feel good about yourself and you're ready to go on your day. Sometimes it's also a mindset thing. You have to fake it till you make it. You have to act like you're motivated because your mind is trying to tell you that you are not motivated. It's trying to tell you, don't do that, don't do that, don't say this and don't say that. But you have to act like you are motivated. You have to be pretending almost like, yeah, I'm happy, am I going to do it, I'm going to do it. Because when you start having positive things coming out of your mouth, and you're looking at your positive vision board from the few, are looking positive affirmations that you get in the mornings, you actually start thinking positive things. I remember my friend who was going through, quite a difficult time in life, and she made a vision board, and she shared it with me. And it was interesting, all those things that she had, and the words that she actually had put in her vision board was those that she was using in her speech, when she was talking and she was using them. And I was like, well, that's great. That is exactly what you should be doing. And put it there, put it out there and use it. Don't just think like, okay, today is going to be a great day. But you have to also tell people when they ask, so how are you doing? Well, today is a great day. I'm doing well. I'm doing good. And also, you know, positive is better than negative. Focus on the positives in even those negative things. So when I was said beginning of this podcast that I've had some bad, deep, dark moments with my business, and I really had to think hard where I see myself going and what I'm doing, and having those few weeks just chill out and just do not a lot, you start focusing on the positives and you start looking, well, where have you gone in the past 2 years in your business? Where do you started and where you are now? It's a long journey that you have done, and you haven't remembered to cheer yourself and celebrate those successes when it happened. And your business is success. You're selling products. So, yeah, focus on the positives and stay clear of the negative. And I think when you start new things, you should also share the goals with others. Like when you have something new coming out, you just tell people, hey, I have this new things coming up, and you get the positive vibes. It's like if you give good things to people, you get good things back from them. There's abundance. You give abundance and you get abundance back. So that's my thing about, you know, how to get yourself out of, you know, bad place and getting yourself motivated and going again. And, you know, if you have a deep, dark moment in your life, because I know we all do, we're all mothers, we have our jobs, our businesses, and we work so hard, and sometimes it's just really, really difficult to get yourself going. So that is this week's podcast. I hope you have enjoyed this, and if you have any comments or questions, let me know. Give us a high five. Give us a star in iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify. And tune in next week for another Nudic Mom podcast with a guest this time. And stay tuned for some more Nudic Mom talk. And hope you have a lovely week ahead.